Buongiorno Michele. So,
buongiorno.
we can talk in English, we can talk in Italian, so yes. You're Italian, but yep. Your history is much more than Italian, because at the age of 20, I think?
Or 24.
But at the age of 24, you went to US, and you did something totally different.
Yeah, I grew up in Italy, in a small town, San Remo, right by the French coast, and I started working after school in my family business in the floral industry. And, you know, comes 2007, I was 24 years old, and I decided to move to Miami to expand, you know, to improve the business, to improve my English, expand the business perhaps. And, my goal was to just be there maybe 3-6 months. And first week that I found myself in South Beach, I actually got scouted by a modeling agent, and my life took a turn that I could have never imagined. So you can imagine, you know, like, I got involved in this completely different world that was so, filled with, lights and glamour, and, everything was fancy, everything was handed out. And, I lived an extent of life that was so unique. So, the life that you see in movies and TV, right? Like the good life, partying and, girls and everything that comes with it. Everything was handed out. And, at that time I was 24, 25 years old. I felt like the king of the world, and started traveling the world, eventually moved to New York shortly after to pursue the career at the highest level. And, despite finding myself at the top, I started working for all the biggest brands in the world. And, I was, living a really good life. Despite that, I found myself in a very, very tough, perhaps the most challenging time in my life, where I just, fashion is I don't deny anything, but it's definitely a very difficult, very challenging industry. And so it came a time where I just, I couldn't find purpose in what I was doing. I wasn't happy with what I was doing. I wasn't happy with who I was becoming in the process. And so came this challenging time. And it's like, I don't like the word depression, but I was borderline depressed. Because, if you're, you can have all the things you, the nice things you want, but if you're not happy, and then what's the purpose in life?
But to say that you have been a model, so if you come over to trail running, so if I say, or if my friends say or talk about trail running, so they said no blood, no trail. So
And
if you got all these scratches,
you
so,
need to have those.
That's,
yeah,
that's not good for your normal model career. So
right.
So you change to La Sportiva then to get a poster boy for them. So they don't look after the scratches. They are proud of this.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a completely different world. And so came this time, this transition in my life where I was looking for something different, and eventually I stumbled upon this book, Ultramarathon Man by Dean Karnazes, and it literally changed my life. Bought a pair of shoes, started running laps in Central Park, and started pursuing this discipline, which completely inspired me. It was so empowering. It was so, it talked about the connection with yourself, the connection with nature. And so you opened up a world that I didn't even know existed. And so to me, I left the fashion world behind to start this whole new endeavor, which of course, at the beginning started as a passion. And then a couple of years later, I was blessed enough to be able to, get some good results, become sponsored, and started pursuing as a career. And I feel, beyond blessed to be here today to talk to you and to share my story with many, and perhaps inspire some to leave the well-beaten path and take on their own journey and follow their dreams.
So what's the passion and what's the inspiration for trail running for you? So it's so different from the glam world,
absolutely,
up to the forest and up to the mountains.
Yes.
So the only glam around is when the sun goes up or goes down in the mountains. So
totally. Well, again, everything came from a sense. Everything started from changes. Always happen through difficult times, right? there's always has to be a crisis for something to evolve, to change into something better. And so to me, it was right at the point, you know, when I was still modeling, that I just felt completely disconnected with everything around, with myself, with the world around me. You know, I lived in like in a perfect bubble, where everything was you know, was perfect, and completely disconnected with the world around me. You know, and so to me, running, ultra running, trail running, brought me back to my roots, brought me back to feeling myself, to connect with myself, and to connect with the beautiful places around us. To feel that in the end, we're all part of the same thing. We all one. I love to say this, and it's true. You know, you feel that sense of connection when you run with with people. You feel the sense of connection when you run on the earth. And so to me, it became a necessary part of my life to live a happy and fulfilled life. And that's as simple as that.
So is it for you important to run with some friends or go out and run all on your own? So
I honestly like both. I enjoy company when I do, but you know, one thing that trail running, ultra running taught me is that solitude doesn't mean you're lonely. You know, solitude is a special thing, you know, because you have the opportunity to listen to yourself. And you know, to me, trail running is like a spiritual practice, very much like spiritual practice. You give the opportunity to yourself to disconnect from all the noise around you, from the responsibilities, from you know, the family, work, and emails, and TVs, and this and that, and you take the time to listen to your soul. You quiet the mind, and the soul speaks, right? And so you allow yourself to listen to the inner voice, and that kind of brings us back to us playing as kids. You find joy, you find excitement, and that's why when you see people running, everybody's happy.
That's like a friend of mine. He had a magazine called Soul Running.
Yeah.
So you're kind of soul runner.
I could say so.
And if you talk about trail running and talk about soul running. How is it competitive with competitions? So you also do competitions.
Yeah,
still, and,
but you know,
it's successful.
I think you know, I've been lucky enough to have some good results, but you know, I gotta tell you this. To me, it all started from a sense of personal discovery, personal growth, and you know, every race that I started, I never put the expectation on myself to compete. I always went just open to live the experience and do my best. And that's all I can ask. And that kind of brings me back to meditation. I cannot control what other people are gonna do that day. I can only control how I'm gonna deal with certain problems that are gonna arise.
Yeah.
How I'm gonna fall, scratch a knee, hurt myself, feel tired, maybe the stomach is hurting. Maybe you always have like to be present to address problems and solve problems in order to keep going. And so to me, you know, this whole endeavor has never been fueled by competition. It's always been about pushing my boundaries. And if I do that at the best way, then eventually the good result will follow.
So it sounds like we're in London right now.
Right,
so,
the Big Bang is ticking.
But we are in front of the starting line of the Laboreto Alpha
That's
Trail.
Right.
And so, are there some places you wish to run sometimes? So is there a spot you say, oh, in that place I wanna step one feet in front of the other?
Yeah. So well, you know, I am at a position right now that I'm transcending a little bit the competitions, and you know, I've always been drawn to extreme and wild environments, and I've always been so fascinated with deserts. I love mountains, I love forests, I love everything, but deserts to me have that, you know, I have a deep fascination for it. And so last year, September 2018, I actually started this big project, which consists in crossing the four major deserts in the world in four consecutive years. So September 2018, I brought a team down to Chile, and together we crossed the 1,000 kilometers of the Atacama Desert. I crossed that in 8 days and 12 hours. And, you know, the great thing also, you know, it wasn't necessarily focused on that, but when we came back, we also got approved by the Guinness World Record. And so that kind of gave me the momentum to keep going on this project. And so in 2 months' time, September 2019, we're going to head out to Mongolia to cross the whole Gobi. And the following year, that's going to be my biggest dream, perhaps, crossing the whole Sahara. And here we're talking about 6,000 kilometers. So every project is getting bigger and bigger. To finish off with about 2,500 kilometers of the Antarctica. The South Pole. Yeah, so basically coast to coast to the South Pole. And I know these are perhaps lofty goals, perhaps impossible dreams, but you know, if you don't dare to dream big, you know? And so to me, it's become like a life purpose, and it gives me fulfillment, and it allows me to connect with terrific people everywhere, travel and share my passion. And as I said before, you know, if I can inspire just one person, then to me is worth more than 1,000 victories.
That's cool. So let's these are really great things. So I know that what for me is also to run really on different terrains. But I have always fear and in the desert, so because of the heat. So I'm not so familiar with the heat. So like yesterday when we were running at 33 degrees.
Oh it was toasty. So,
it was easy for you, but we had the cool refreshment in the
treat.
In the river. Yeah,
totally.
And but come back to business. These are real great goals, and they are not. Competitive and the thing. What do you think about trail running? Is this on the one hand side still the passion, or is it also the business that trail running as a sport has to compete with other, has to connect perhaps also with the IAAF to become someday
something bigger,
an Olympic Olympic discipline.
Yeah.
What do you think about these thoughts of?
I mean, you know, I think it's a fascinating process of the growth of a sport, and we're living it firsthand right now. You know, it's almost like I feel like we are at the early stage of something big. It's almost like I feel like this is what cycling was 100 years ago. You know, I feel like we're at the stage where we are coming to understand that this is something that people love to do, and there is the necessity to, you know, for something to grow. You know, I don't want to say that it needs to be business based, but we'll be naive that you don't need money. You know, you do need money to be able to do the things you love to do, and you know, even traveling and going to certain races. So, you know, of course, the you know, the driving force is not to get sponsored, but if you're not sponsored, you know, you won't have the same opportunities. And at the same level, you know, competitions and the sport itself, if it wasn't fueled by the companies that invest in the sport, perhaps it wouldn't grow at the levels that it is right now. Because you've seen the growth that it's had in the last 10 years, and it's been exponential ever since. So I am so curious to see what the next 10 years are going to bring. And, well, of course, you know, seeing trail running, ultra running, the Olympics, that's a dream, that's the biggest dream for all of us. And so we'll see. That's, you know, that's the fun part of it.
Cool.
And being part of that, you know, we feel like we are the, you know, I don't want to say the founding father, but we're like kind of the pioneers of something that I truly, honestly believe is going to be huge.
I think you're just standing on the step what snowboarding had 20 years ago. So
absolutely.
And that's the thing. So last question. So if you have a wish for yourself or for the trail running, so what are you looking forward to?
You know, I think the beautiful part of this is giving ordinary people, everyone, the opportunity to test themselves and live extraordinary experience. So there's really nothing that I can wish to the sport but just be what it is and just create this beautiful community that is growing, 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 and we all becoming part of the same family. So that's as beautiful as it gets.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Mike Michele.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
I think we will have it as a podcast over there.
So, awesome.
Will be a real nice thing. I would write some words around and we will take a photo later on.
Yeah.
And I have some cool photos made yesterday.
Great.
But